Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's The Usual Suspects with an hour left to go in the big show as we've already put two in the rearview mirror and we continue to roll. I see someone on hold that I've been tipped off was going to call, but we can get the accurate pronunciation for Barry of G-Y-R-O, as well as verification that when I was single and living in Midtown and then still living in Midtown and engaged, I would engage in Nico Nico's at least 4 to 5 times a week. Nick, what's up? Nick, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. What's up, Nick?
All right. Not much, man. Yeah, so you do pronounce it Euro. That's right. Joel had it on the nose.
You roll the R?
And Joel did used to come in for Nico Nico's. I used to work there a while back, and Joel used to come in at minimum 5 times a week.
And can you also verify that not on the menu, but on the register, there was a one-button Joel special that all I had to do was call, you hit the button, the food was ready, and it was the same way every time?
That is correct. I actually made that button for Joel, specially.
Really? So what did he order?
Nick,
it's been a while. All right. It's a large Greek salad with extra chicken, extra well done, extra onions, with tomatoes and cucumbers, and nothing else. Is that right?
He got it exactly right.
Sounds like a Joel order.
I was going to say, Nick, it's going to be spot on for what you expected.
Nick, when you first met Joel, did he ask you if you knew who he was?
I don't recall. I've known Joel a while now.
Okay. Well, I'm just figured.
He was searching for one, Nick. I appreciate you being honest.
Damn it. I tried.
All right. And Nick, here, before we let you go, fair question now, because you don't work for Nico Nico's anymore because we had someone ask. And we'll put a two-part question to you. One, what's the best Greek food in Houston? Because you're now in the Galveston area, right?
I'm down in Galveston now.
Secondly, would you trust Greek food from a gas station?
Well, honestly, I gotta say for the first part of the question that Nico Nico's is by far some of the best Greek food in Houston. And it's funny that you ask, would I trust Greek food from a gas station? Because Nico Nico's actually started out as a gas station.
Really?
And so I think I might actually try and trust some Greek food from a gas station.
You know, it's a good point because I do eat a lot of gas station food on the road. Like, I'll eat hot dogs and stuff. So I don't know why.
Why would you not eat there?
if you're going to do that, you got to be running to that gas station.
I was just thinking about it. You know what? I guess I'm going to have to try it then at least. And now you've given me hope, Nick, because you said that Nico Nico's, if it's some of the best in the city,
evolved from gas.
Okay, I'm in. I'm good. I'll do it.
No question.
I don't know. I mean, you got to be pretty desperate to go for a gas station hot dog.
Thanks, Nick. You gave me all we needed for today. We appreciate it, brother. Have a great weekend.
Nick, you're banned from the show for life. Ever. Get him out of here. Get him. I wish we had the hang-up noise. Get him out of here.
Thanks for calling, Nick. We appreciate you, brother. That was good stuff.
I am pretty desperate.
I got the verification on the Nico Nico's thing that I always thought was when the Rockets had Spanoulis, and then when the Greek Freak comes to town. Here's a little pointer for all you people that like to star chase. The Greek Freak will go to Nico Nico's almost every time when he comes to play the Rockets the night before.
All right.
Yeah, so
I like
it. It's pretty good stuff. It's solid. And I forgot that. I didn't realize it was a gas station, but when you go in there, and if you ever do go to Nico Nico's, and one day we'll go, and I'll line it up for all of us to go.
All right.
And when you walk in, you can see
where the sidewalk used to go, that it used to be like a walk up from the sidewalk, and they just built around it. They didn't like knock down the building and build another one. They just built around it. So you can see what the original building looked like, and they have pictures and stuff, but it's pretty cool. But Dimitri Fedakakis and his family have had the business forever.
Say that last name one more time.
Fedakakis.
You're
welcome.
Nick, don't you be a Joel Jr. over there, okay? Don't you do that.
You're welcome.
So I said, I thought Barry ate at Denny's exclusively on the road. No, that's after a show. That's not necessarily on the road. Listen, when you're a broke comic in a city and you have like $4, you go get a dollar or what is it, two for a dollar hot dogs from the gas station across from the hotel. That's what you do.
I need to ask this. You were concerned about Greek food from a gas station,
yeah.
Yet you would eat a weenie that was rolling around in the open without even like a cover over it on one of those rotisserie things for like hours at a time.
First of all, you just did all of that to say that I would eat a weenie.
I did not. Okay.
You did that. That's exactly why you did that.
A hot dog. You would eat a hot dog.
Am I right, though, Nick? He did all that. Of course he did.
Those things, you know that the people that are running those stores aren't going to throw them out if they've been on there for an hour.
I can't explain it.
A little burnt.
But when you say gas station hot dogs, you get that industrial, like it feels like those industrial hot dogs that you eat like at a carnival, just like cardboard pizza or something.
Yeah, thick and meaty.
Yeah, but like there's been great restaurants that have evolved from thick and meaty. I'll isolate that.
Yeah, I was going to say me, and then he goes thick and meaty.
We'll definitely isolate that.
Hanging off the bun on each side.
Seriously, dude?
But look.
I mean, that's an instantaneous gut bomb just begging for you to hit to the restroom.
I don't have an explanation for you guys. I can't explain it. I don't know why it's okay. It just is.
Torchy's Tacos, I think, evolved from like a taco truck. I think it's a bit overrated, but it's good.
It is.
And then Bernie's Burger Bus, I think, is another place that like evolved.
Never
from like
heard
a,
of that one, but it's, I, like a, it's a good Torchy's in Austin. That's the first time I had it was in Austin, which I think is where it started. Yeah. Really good stuff. I don't really have an explanation for you. I don't know why it's okay. I think maybe it's because, so I'm kind of like in comedy, there's certain like rules and stuff you got to follow. You know what I mean? And so I kind of make sure I do what I'm supposed to do as an up and coming comic. And, you know, it's part of that is eating terrible food on the road. So maybe that's why I do it, and it's okay. I don't have an explanation. It's just, it's okay.
Do you
okay.
ever get the feeling that because you only eat, it's like small portion, that it's okay to eat from a gas station? Did you ever thought like that? It's small.
No.
It's like a portion size. Because they're not like big hot dogs.
No.
They're not big weenies that you put in your mouth.
What is Joel's over here just?
One time, just kidding. Are you a one wiener guy or do you go two? When you're on the road, do you go two? Do you mix in some beaver balls?
Oh, they're called beaver nuggets, Joel.
I thought they were beaver balls.
No, they're beaver nuggets. See, that's just you.
No, I'm
wanting
just saying.
Wanting to turn this
Do you
into
eat
nothing but D jokes.
Bucky's made food?
Yeah. Damn it. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Yeah, I ate their sausage on a stick. Overrated.
I'm just asking questions, man.
It's so overrated. God, this is the most juvenile segment of radio ever
done.
The
last 3 minutes has
just the most juvenile. Yeah, it's just pretty funny. But because I have to admit that, I had their sausage on a stick once. It's wrapped in a tortilla, which is just a Mexican hot dog is all that is. It's just, and it's not good either. I didn't enjoy it.
God, Clayton on Twitter says, Barry, how are you a germaphobe that is also willing to gas station hot dogs?
I can't explain it. It's just a thing. I don't know. I don't like, I'm not leaving here like, man, I'm hungry. Let me go to the 7-Eleven and get a hot dog. But if I'm on the road.
Are you a one wiener guy? Or are on the road, will you go too?
Yes, I will eat two hot dogs.
Oh.
On the road. What's wrong? I have a big appetite. I eat a lot of food.
But man, there's better options, is there not?
I mean, not if you're at a hotel and you're in a place where maybe you don't have a car, if you flew there and you got an Uber or whatever.
Somebody's
got
to have Grubhub or something.
That's not been a thing for me. I don't
know. And that's not cheap.
No, yeah, see?
It's not that cheap.
We're talking two for a dollar. You get a 99-cent bag of chips. You get a couple of Diet Cokes and you're good to go.
You mix in the Diet Cokes after the two.
Listen, don't start with me on that. Because
hard, greasy wieners.
Really, Joel?
Well, Nick was just saying
it. He's so proud of himself right now.
It's just like the pizza. Those things, you ever see a little kid over microwave.
You ever seen a little kid that learns how to cuss? They learn their first cuss word, and they just use it no matter what.
Yes.
They'll be like, you're a stupid damn it. You're just a dumb damn it. This is Joel right now because he's learned that I eat hot dogs.
As you get older and you're more particular about what you eat,
okay,
you choose to eat things that are going to at least remotely taste good, that aren't going to have like severe side effects.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, amongst other things, right? But those things, man, I mean,
they're just hot dogs. On a spindle
been cooking
that they're
for
rolling.
Potentially 8 hours straight.
But it's not overcooking them, they're just keeping them warm. You like your French fries that you
like
eat,
if they don't sell them at the end of
the
day, there's a good chance they're going to put them in the fridge and bring them back onto the rolling heater thing the next day.
As long as they put them in the fridge. I've not died from a gas station hot dog yet, so I don't know. Look, and Red on Twitter said, man, they're tripping. Those gas station hot dogs are the bomb. They're good. Have you ever had one, Joel?
And his name is Red?
Yeah, have you ever had a gas station hot dog?
I think probably back in the day I may have, but that's a long time ago.
Never.
Have you?
Never.
No? Well, you're not a hot dog guy, though, are you?
No,
you don't
when I was a kid, yeah, but not anymore. I would never eat it from a gas
station. What if it was a beef hot dog, Nick?
It wouldn't matter, Joel. Joel. Yeah. It would not matter.
That's a legitimate question for Nick.
Plump beef wiener in your mouth.
Okay, on that note, we're going to take a break, and I'm sure we'll clean it up in the
next
segment.
God, we're juvenile.
And
oh,
it's so
I hate
fun
us
sometimes.
Right now.
It's an FEF Friday. We'll be back with more Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
I got that's mine, okay, is the coffee maker, okay? It's a in-the-wall coffee machine. It's awesome. It makes all my coffee. And the reason I got it was I had a panic attack at a coffee shop, a very famous coffee brand, and I flipped out, okay, because the guy making my coffee is a dirty white person, okay, and dirty white people gross me out more than anything else in the world. I hate dirty white people. They just, dreadlocks, okay, but AIDS-y dreadlocks, like one's big and one's little, okay, all right, and I could smell his funk over the coffee, okay, so we're like 6 feet away, I could smell his funky ass, okay, with all these hemp necklaces, and I think he's got a choker up here, but it's a ring of dirt, a black beads, like little white trash babies get, okay.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects on an F Yeah Friday, where we have instituted that part of F Yeah Friday is going to be F is for funny, and Barry is going to, and Nick are going to be picking out some funny clips. If there's going to be a comedian in town that Barry knows of, that's a good recommendation to go see. We'll get some clips of them. And, of course, in this case, Ralphie May, who was just fantastic, and I don't know, is it fair to say underrated?
No, I think he had a lot of, he would come in town to the Houston Improv, which seats over 500, and sell out 7 shows through the course of,
man,
you know, 5 days or something like that.
I think he was
pretty
recognizable.
Yeah.
He was, yeah. And
funny
guy. Yeah, big dude, so people knew
who he was
because
when
of
he
that.
Passed?
44?
45 is what I saw. Oh, 45? Could be 44. I think I saw 45. But yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know exactly, but I want to say he was 44, 45, a couple years older than me.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a shame, because definitely a talent.
Yeah, I am excited about this, though. I'm glad you guys are allowing me to do this, and I appreciate you, because I'm looking forward to exposing our listeners to some of the comedians that are in our town that they have never heard of. Like, I already know who I want to use next week. He's one of my favorites. A guy a lot of people don't know. His name is Dale Cheeseman. I'm going to see if he can get me some clips, but absolutely hilarious, and I'm excited to start to expose the rest of the city to the talent that we have here. So this
will be
fun. Yeah.
And someone on the text line asked what E in FEF stands for, and it's everything. So F everything and F Yeah Friday, and come on along for the ride. How simple is that?
I like it.
So there you have it. We've got a call. We had a couple, but all texting, no tweeting is on the phone. He wants to talk about, of all things, soccer. What's up?
Probably the U.S. team.
How are you guys?
What's up, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
The best sports show on the radio, hands down.
We appreciate
I like it.
That, man.
Make that a promo, Nick. Right there.
Write
boom.
That down.
Done.
I just wanted to call you guys. I haven't been listening today, so I have no idea what you've talked about. But I just wanted to explain to you guys, as a USA soccer fan for over 20 years.
Oh, my gosh. You hate yourself.
I just wanted to let you know how I felt after the team didn't qualify for the first time in 32 years. So, do you remember when J.J. Watt got hurt on that game and you saw those women that were crying?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
That's how I felt. So, I just wanted you guys to know how I feel.
Wow. Dude, that's appreciate the call, man. All texting, no tweeting, some calling. I like it, man. Appreciate it.
Say, yeah, because we're used to the communications being all in the print text. Form.
I believe
yeah.
the coach resigned today, right?
Yeah, Arena.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Bruce Arena.
I mean,
quit
when you lose to Trinidad.
But
right?
they also said there was a clause in his contract that if they didn't qualify for the World Cup, that he had to resign.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I had no idea.
I guess that was someone had
first
reported
time
that
since
earlier
1986.
Today. It's just weird to me. You know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, and so we don't have to regurgitate too much of it. But the thing to me in thinking about it after we talked to some of the folks yesterday was soccer is so popular with all the kids. And with football and all the parents worried about injuries, they got them playing soccer at a younger and younger age. And when you look at the under 17 teams and the under 20 teams and how good the United States is and how great some of the talent is, to me there's no excuse. I mean, it's – you've got all this massive talent to choose from. You've got great training programs. You've got, just like with every sport any kid plays these days, there's going to be a select team. There's going to be personal trainers. There's going to be all these things that parents get their kids involved in to where if you really want to focus on soccer your whole athletic career from little on, you can be really damn good.
Do you think that some of this has to do with the fact that there's no money in it here?
I think a lot of it has to do with that.
Because a lot of guys that or a lot of athletes, I should say, mm-hmm. a lot of athletes might be doing other sports because, hey, there's no – I mean, yeah, I could grow up and be a professional now, soccer player, but
that's a great
I could
point.
Be a field goal kicker. I could be a punter. I could, you know, play basketball, baseball, because there's a lot of good
that's
athletes.
That's a fantastic point, because what I thought you were saying initially was that these kids are going to play in the United States until they get an offer in Europe or whatever, because this does happen with some Americans, and then they go play over there, but they'd still be eligible to play for the national team. But you're absolutely right. If you have the opportunity and you're a multi-sport star or a multi-sport athlete as a kid, you're probably going to you know what's up in the world. You know what's going on these days, and you know that there's a far better chance that if you want to play professional sports, you're going to play one of the big three in the United States as opposed to playing worldwide, you know, European soccer in one of the Premier Leagues or one of the big leagues to try and get some of that those big dollars. I think that's as valid a point as anybody can make in the fact that if you're a kid growing up and you follow sports, and look, more and more, I'm amazed by from guys I play basketball with on Saturdays that between games are running to the TV to see the scores of the soccer games in the Premier League to kids growing up these days that are and even other athletes dialed in, and we talk about how many guys – professional athletes play FIFA and follow these games, how it hasn't taken on a bigger interest level from United States kids. But you bring the exact answer to that question, because as a kid growing up,
no
I know
money.
How much money they're getting
yeah.
paid in baseball
You're,
and basketball
you think about
and football.
It. You want to be a superstar. Every kid wants to grow up and be a sports star. You look at the sports and what sports are popular? Football, basketball, baseball. No one's clamoring to grow up and be a soccer star because there's no glamour in it. There's no money in it. If you're international, you are. But if you're playing football or baseball or basketball in the U.S., you're competing against a large pool of athletes. But if you're playing soccer, you're competing against the world.
Yeah.
And trying to get some of those premier, you know, roles and being a star internationally. That's very difficult to do. So I wouldn't surprise me if people say or if athletes are saying, you know what, I love soccer, but I'll play football. I love soccer, but I'm good enough at baseball to get a scholarship to and maybe get drafted in the 10th round and make some money and do. It wouldn't surprise me.
And even from a basketball perspective, because when you look at it, look, the chances of you becoming Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Look, somebody said, no money in soccer, check Neymar's last deal. That's not what I'm talking about.
For every Cristiano Ronaldo,
there's some random guy.
Right. And you're playing in like the minus three select league in somewhere
during
crazy.
during one of my going from fat to slim phases, I worked out with a personal trainer in the Woodlands. His name is Derek Jonkins. He's a great trainer, and he's always preaching to kids kind of on this topic about being a multi-sport athlete.
Yep.
But I worked out with him, and he would work me out with some of his athletes, and one of them was a soccer player who is playing internationally. That dude isn't. He's living with his parents still. Like, these guys, just because there's one guy that's a multimillionaire playing soccer doesn't mean they all are.
So I was going to say,
pump the brakes.
You could be Cristiano Ronaldo, one in a million shot, right? Or you could be one of those guys trying to get to one of those leagues. Or you could be Chandler Parsons, where you get paid lots of money to never play a game, to never have to play a sport, and you get all the chicks. So therefore, you could either be Chandler Parsons or Cristiano Ronaldo, and more people lean to being Chandler Parsons.
Yep.
It's that simple. All right, we got calls waiting. We see you. We're going to get to you, Reed and Tony, so hang tight. But right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Window World, because Window World of Houston is the greatest window company I can recommend for you guys, because they provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price and energy-saving windows that are made right here in the U.S. of A, and they carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. And the reason why I really like Window World and why they've become the country's number one window company is because, aside from the fact that they offer a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, a low price, and solar zone low E to meet Texas energy regulations, the biggest thing is they don't hound you and hassle you and try and give you this heavy sales pitch to go to do business with them. How can I prove that? Well, it's easy, because they're going to do a written free estimate for you. They're going to come to your house. They're going to check out your house, your windows, and tell you every way that they can possibly help you, and then they're going to go away. If you want them to do the work, you call them back, they come, set up an appointment, and they do it. But if you don't, they'll go away knowing that they did their best shot to give you the opportunity to lower your energy bills and improve your overall quality of your house by improving your windows. It's that simple. They're not going to hassle you. They're not going to keep hounding you. They're just going to believe in their product 150% to the point where they're going to tell you what they got and how good their product is, and if you choose to use them, they're going to be there for you. Give them a call. Get that free written estimate. See what I mean. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. 713-439-1172, windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less. Give them a call.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. If you missed it or you're under a rock, Nick is back. He is with us,
yay,
and we are ecstatic for that, as it is truly The Usual Suspects, back, present, and accounted for, as we've already had one hell of a fun and very entertaining show, if I don't mind saying so myself. Now we've opened up a can of worms, because now we're going to have people. I think Glenn Davis is actually calling, and he's going to start calling as different people.
Yeah. Well, real quick, let's get this breaking Rockets news out of the way.
Okay.
Via email, Rockets waive four players.
Uh-oh, breaking news, Nick.
Dun, dun, dun. George DePaula, Chris Johnson, Tim Quarterman, and Isaiah Taylor.
Isaiya Taylor's the one that is the most interesting of the four, because that's a guy that they thought, from a future perspective, was a guy that they saw potential in, and they wanted to keep him stashed in the D-League. So that'll be interesting to see. If no one claims him, I'm sure they'll try and keep him, but he's proven that he can fill it up a little bit.
Yeah, a bit surprised. Nothing like, oh my God, this is earth-shattering news, but a bit of a surprise. So there you go. All right, let's take this beating about soccer.
There were no clowns in that group. All right, let's go to, who do you want to get to first?
Oh, I don't care.
You're going to be fired up about it either way.
Matter.
Tony, you want to talk? What's up?
Hey, guys, I'm not going to beat you up. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man.
Hey, pursuant to the conversation earlier, Chad Johnson is a great example of one of those dual sport athletes. If I remember correctly, he was a heck of a soccer player. Now, I think it's safe to say that he's a much better football player than he was a soccer player. But, you know, you got to look when he was younger, given the choice, go football all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, he's still big on FIFA, and he always challenges people, and he wants to play soccer too. So that's a good point, Tony. We appreciate the call, man. Thanks for listening. Reed wants to get in here. Reed, what's up?
Yeah, I'm not going to beat you up either. I just want to give my personal opinion, what I tell people about the reason soccer isn't as big here. You know, FIFA, the game, is great, and that's what got me into watching soccer, and it looks really easy playing that. But I don't think there's the instant gratification, I think I would say. You know, soccer, you go outside, it's no fun by yourself. You need space, you need a goalie, kicking the ball to yourself, every time you kick it, who wants to run 50 yards to go get the ball? You know, you put your basketball goal in the driveway, you can sit there and shoot and play by yourself. You throw the football, throw the baseball, you need two people. I think practicing soccer is just pretty boring, to be honest. And another thing is these countries, I mean, these kids have nothing that, I mean, kind of American style privilege, you know, sounding here, but kids here have other things to do. You know, these other kids in these countries, they have nothing to do. You give them a round ball and they're out there and that's what they do from dusk till dawn.
That's so true.
And I just, to me, that we'll never be on their level because we're not, I mean, that's still, to them, they don't have the NBA, that kind of stuff, and they see that as their only way out.
Yeah.
And Reed, they're hungry for it.
Two really dead on points, I'm telling you, because the one that brings up the, you know, brings me back to my childhood too is from a soccer perspective, you know, he's exactly right. Look, we played basketball because you could play one-on-one or you could play, we called it hustle, but it was 21, or and then you played knockout. If you played baseball, we called it strikeout. You got a wall and you took a piece of chalk and you put a strike zone on it and you played one-on-one baseball, one pitcher, one hitter, three outs. You judged by how far the ball went, if it was a single, double, whatever, and you played for hours at a time.
Yeah.
You know, football, you could play two-on-two, three-on-three on the front, in the front yard or on someone's lawn or in the grass, and you could still get the concept of football. But yeah, soccer's a different ballgame. That's such a dead on point.
Somebody said it was Jared on Twitter said soccer's huge in Mexico and the money just isn't good enough to attract athletes from the country next door. I mean, and then somebody else texted or tweeted and said there's more. Where'd it go? There's more soccer players in the world than there are NBA players.
There's more soccer players in the world making $40,000 a year, too, as opposed to the money that is seen and achieved in playing other sports. It's not that there aren't that many that are interested in the sport. It's the fact that in the United States, which is where this whole conversation started, and the fact that Team USA is not performing at the level that everybody would want or expect, is because when kids are making choices as they're growing up, they realize if they do want to pursue this as more than just a hobby, but a sport and that could be a career, they're going to take one of the big three or maybe even big four in the case of hockey and realize they can make a hell of a lot more money and get through the process a lot quicker and maybe, if nothing else, get a scholarship out of the deal and then go from there as opposed to the money that's in soccer.
Yeah.
Is that a fair enough way to just concisely try and wrap it up?
But yeah, but like Barry, because Barry was reading that text, there's more soccer players. It's just that soccer is just a bigger sport in most countries around the world.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'm not denying soccer's popularity. I'm talking kids in this country. Yes. If you're going to sit there and try to argue with me that kids are like, you know what? One day I want to grow up and play soccer in Europe. You're fooling yourself. Kids aren't saying that. The kids are growing up saying, I want to play football for the Texans or the Raiders, or I want to play basketball for the Golden State Warriors, or I want to pitch for the New York Yankees. Kids in this country aren't sitting there growing up saying, I really want to go play for Manchester United. That's just not happening.
No, and there are some that do, but like I'm
in Europe maybe, but not here.
Totally with you.
I'm talking here.
Look, the world's game, without question, is soccer. But we're not talking about the world's game and how many participants they get. We're talking about the state of USA soccer, why it's down, why it's not up, why they're not qualifying for, you know, the World Cup, and what the kids are doing if they're not playing soccer. And a lot of it, we've stated the case. Now, if you want to talk about that part of it, we're welcome to do that. But the bottom line is that kids, when given a choice when growing up, and parents too, are going, and let's be honest, there are enough parents out there that are not just encouraging their kids to play for the sake of playing. They're saying, at least from a scholarship standpoint, if not, if they're going to pursue it as a career, they know what's up. They know where the money is, and they know which way they're going to sway their kid. So if their kid's either going to take soccer lessons and get them in a couple soccer leagues, or they're going to push them to get like private coaching and go to baseball or basketball or football. That's where they're leaning.
Somebody texted and said soccer's expensive too, I guess, for kids to play.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Somebody said tell that white man there's inventions that bring the soccer ball back to you on its own. Soccer does suck though. Okay. Well, that's not nice. How can a sport be entertaining if it's okay to have a 0-0 tie? All right.
I agree with that.
When's the last time you watched a college soccer game? Okay. I get it. Exactly.
But I'll tell you what, if you want to catch one tonight at Rice, the women's soccer team is playing, that would be the game to go
see.
It's
definitely
at 7 o'clock
at
Holloway Field.
That's the
exception. You need to get there. I'm just letting you know. So, tonight, first 300 fans receive a water bottle. It's fan appreciation night. They're going to have an auction for the pink jerseys. I'm telling you, if you do want to catch the 24th ranked team in the country, Rice women's soccer plays tonight. Just letting you know.
Good than you. Look at you.
How about that?
You are the best.
I'm just saying.
Somebody said, not a good week for Chris Johnson. First the Cardinals cut him, and now the Rockets. It's not the same guy. No. All right, let me get some more of these texts out of the way. Left work early. Like listening to y'all's show. It's in the truck. It's much better. Best show on the air. Love me some Barry Warner. Okay. You know what?
That makes one of us.
This is Demetrius. Valero gas station on Will Clayton and Humble has damn good hot dogs. $2 for $3. They have like six different kinds.
$2 for $3?
Boom. They have six different kinds of hot dogs there. I'm down for that.
You get a free side of diarrhea with that later in the day.
Gas station hot dogs are my guilty pleasure. Wow. I don't know if I would go with that. Mm. Put some relish and onion on it. Oh, yeah. They're like the crappy nacho cheese. Okay. I guess. Gas station hot dogs on a road trip are a must. I'm telling you, Joel. You need to come on over. The world is different over here.
I'm going
to
leave the wieners to you, Barry.
I'm not. Dude, this is a great text.
I'm just not diving into those.
Somebody said, how's that guy so happy if he's been a soccer fan for 20 years? No, all texting, no tweeting when he called? That's funny.
You think all texting, no tweeting listens to Glenn Davis's Soccer Matters show?
Oh, I'm sure he does. I think he does.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. Barry, y'all should. This one I do get. Barry, y'all should have Sam Damaris on from the Whiskey Brothers. Yeah, I featured for Sam before when he headlined shows. We've done a corporate gig together. Don't worry. All the Whiskey Brothers will probably end up on here at some point. I don't know if this is his name or what, but it says, Arminchik and I listen to your show every day when I get off work and I'm dying laughing and the person next to me is staring at me. I guess he's in traffic and I look like a weirdo right now. So that's good. So keep it up, guys. Speaking of Derek Jonkins, the guy I was telling you about, this guy said he worked out with him and was sore for a week. So there you go.
We've got three calls. You want to?
Let's do them.
Let's go to break real quick.
Soccer calls.
You want to knock out all three of them?
We're gonna give it a shot. Let's make it quick, concise, and get to the point because we got to get to picks. Tyler, what's up?
Hey guys. First of all, just wanted to say love the show.
Thanks, man.
I wanted to comment on what y'all were talking about earlier about how not a lot of countries have the money to provide the other sports. It is that as well, but these countries also do have baseball teams. We have the World Baseball Classic, and I believe it's the name of it. I drew a brain fart right there.
It is.
You understand? It is? All right. They also have other sports available in their country, but the money aspect for it of them trying to come over to the United States, the money's not there for them, and that's not what they're worried about. A lot of these players want to play for their country. They'd much rather stay at home, stay where they're located, have their family available to go to the games as well. We could throw so much money in their face, and while they probably have the want to take the money because it would be more than what their country offers, a lot of times they still wouldn't do it because of them wanting to stay home.
Yeah, it's a good point, man. I mean, you know, I don't know. I feel like the point of everything is being lost. Like,
yes.
Like we're starting to get outside of what the real scope of this discussion was. You know what I mean?
By talking about soccer, right?
Yeah. It's USA Soccer and why USA Soccer isn't able to compete. And my point was, I just don't think that people are growing up wanting to play soccer. Now, do you play soccer as a kid? Sure. But are you like, oh, my goal as an athlete is to play for the U.S. men's national team? I'm sure if soccer is your passion and your love as a 10-year-old, then yes, but I just don't know how many of those 10-year-olds are out there.
Especially when you have other options that can consume you and entertain you and have much more scoring.
Yep.
That is.
And all your friends, your buddies are playing football or baseball or basketball, and you want to hang out with them. Unless you've got a group of friends that love soccer.
I've never heard anybody not say, have your kids play soccer as a kid because it's great for your development, your muscles, all those different things. But as you get older, when it becomes the kid's choice, the kid has other choices to make that he's more drawn to because of the scoring and the excitement.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler, we
appreciate the call.
Appreciate the call, man. That was great. Dan, we're going to get you in here real quick. What's up?
All right. I grew up playing soccer. I mean, I started when I was 5, went to college on a full-ride soccer scholarship, and all through pretty much junior high to high school, everything I heard from, like, football players and everything like that was soccer's a sport for wimps. You need to come out and play football and do this, something that's more exciting, that's more manly, if you will.
And,
I mean, that's my view on what's going on now.
Okay.
That's interesting.
I haven't heard that, but all right. Well, we'll take it into consideration. I don't know. I've never heard that. Honestly, I've never heard. I mean, they get a bad rap for flopping, but I've never heard that telling kids they don't, you shouldn't play soccer because it's for wimps.
I'll tell you what, because when you think possible. About it, too, from a cardiovascular standpoint, there's no one in better shape than soccer players because you're running the entire game.
Yep.
All right, you want to get Robbie real quick? Robbie, let's get you in real quick so we can wrap this up.
Oh, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up? Hurry, man. We're up against it.
I don't even really know where to start, but I think basically the pay-for-play system, I think that's one of the biggest reasons why we are just not producing what we want to produce. Now, the pay-for-play, it's completely different than every single other country. And I think that's it's become such a suburban sport. I grew up playing soccer in El Paso, like 31 years old, so I've been playing for my whole life. And it's just completely different. You're saying that kids don't want to go play. Yes, they do. There's plenty of kids that want to play. It's just there aren't avenues to get our kids there. There's more academies that are coming up, like the IMG Academy in Florida and different stuff like that. But there's just not avenues. So when you're like 13, 14, you can go play in college. But college, it's not like playing college football or basketball where you're going to be funneled into the NBA. You play college here, and what's the next step? There really isn't one. In my opinion, I think the college format is just, for soccer here, I think it's obsolete.
Robbie, we got to go, man. I'm sorry, but I hate to cut you off. We're up against a break. It also sounded like you were running out of breath. It sounded like you were getting tired. Were you playing soccer while you were calling? Did you notice he started running out of breath
there? Making a lot of the points we were making, though, in terms of, you know, from the standpoint of there's no avenue to play once you play college soccer when there might be other opportunities for kids there. So thanks for the calls. If you guys want to talk about more soccer, the Blitz is available from 4 to 7. They'd love to take your calls and get into this discussion further. They'll have a full three-hour show.
You are on fire
where
today.
You can talk about soccer, the failing of the U.S. national team, and why kids don't play soccer more. To make USA better. Santiago, we're sorry we didn't get to you. We'll see you next week. Give us a call. But we've got Nick Picks to get to because we can't forget about that with the man, the myth, the legend back in the building. So we'll get to those in just a minute. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. School me to the game. Now I know my duty.
Stay humble, stay low. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, as we normally like to do on Fridays, because it's an F, yeah, Friday, and F stands for football, at the end of the show, we do like to do our picks, where we go through college and pro games. We call them Nick Picks. It's the best kind of pick you can get from Nick, and he rolls through his picks of the week from college and pro, and then we pick them, and Barry notates them, and we let you know how we're doing.
Yep.
So without further ado, Nicholas, take it away.
All right, so I know we're short on time, so we'll get through these pretty quickly. We'll start at Oklahoma at Texas. Texas plus 9 at home.
I'm going OU on this one. I even though they had the big loss against Iowa State last week, that's still a good football team, better than Texas.
Hate OU, Mike. But I love the Sooners this week. I'll take Oklahoma.
I'm going to take OU as well. Let's go to Auburn, LSU. LSU is at home, plus 7 for LSU at home.
I'm telling you what. Something tells me that LSU is going to start putting it together a little bit. I watched them play last week. I definitely thought that there were some improvements. I'm going to take LSU at home.
Spread-wise or just straight up?
I'm taking them straight up.
Okay. I was thinking about that. I like the 7, but I'm still going to go Auburn.
Okay.
Just straight up.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I don't trust that Orgeron. I think LSU fans are kind of missing Les Miles right now. But it'll be interesting to see. I'm going to pick Auburn in this game. Texas A&M at Florida, despite Florida missing all their players, minus 2.5 at home.
Really? Because at one point I saw an odd shark. It was like minus 5.5.
Might be.
It's down to minus 2.5?
Because the uniforms.
A&M's making a late run, huh?
No, the uniforms brought it closer together. Those things right. are the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Garbage ugly. Yes. You know what? It's going to sound like a homer pick. I'm not sold on the Aggies, but they do run the ball pretty well. I'm going to take A&M. It's a stupid pick, but I'm going to take them.
I am as well. Again, they covered the spread against Alabama, and they started looking like they had a plan on offense. They had some balance. They moved the football. I like this kid at quarterback.
I'm picking with my heart, not my head.
I'm going to pick straight out with a gut feeling, but good. I'm going to take A&M.
Thank you.
I'm gonna pick Florida only because smart that pick. playing them at home.
And yeah, only because just, you got to go against us. You're so far in the hole.
That's scary.
Actually, he's second.
Is he?
Yeah, you're 12-4 in college picks. He's 10-6. I'm 9-7.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Last college football game: Utah at USC. USC at home -13 for USC.
SC has been a disappointment all year. Sean Salisbury, I think, would even agree with me as an alum, but I will take SC at home.
Okay. Yeah, if this were in Utah, I probably would lean Utah myself, but I'll go with SC as well.
I'm going to go with USC as well. Y'all ready for NFL?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right, we'll start with your Packers. Packers at Minnesota. Vikings +3 at home.
Go ahead, Barry.
I'm taking Green Bay.
I am too.
I think that I'm not even hesitating. I'm taking Green Bay. There's no question. All right, Rams at Jacksonville. The Jaguars are -2.5 at home.
I'm going to take the Rams. I think the Rams are more for real than the Jaguars are for real, and I don't care if that game is on the road. I like Jared Goff has surprised me. I believe in Todd Gurley, and I think they got a little bit of a passing game. I'm going to take the Rams.
Yeah, Blake Bortles against that Wade Smith defense. I'm actually going to go Rams on this one as well, even though you know my sentiments are with Jacksonville.
Yeah, I was going to pick. I'm picking the Rams just because I don't trust Blake Bortles. I think he'll go back and be that interception heavy.
Would it surprise you if Jacksonville wins, though? It's not going to.
If they win, it's going to be because their defense again. Yeah. Their defense can win football games.
All right. Steelers are at Kansas City. The Chiefs -4.
You don't even need to give me the spread, Casey.
Nick.
Kansas City.
All right.
Don't do it.
You know what? I've had a really good record this year.
They got to lose one sometime.
I really got a feeling about this game. And, man, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to take the Steelers.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. All right. A divisional game.
Who'd you get, Nick?
He took the Chiefs as well.
I picked the Chiefs.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Divisional game, the Colts. This is Monday Night Football. Colts are at Tennessee. The Titans. I don't have the spread.
You don't need it. I'm taking Tennessee
at home. Yeah, I'm going Tennessee as well at home.
All right, Tennessee. I don't know
why. Did anybody say Andrew Luck's playing? Nope. Okay, then I'm going to take the Titans.
I don't know why.
Although Mariota might not play either. Is that right?
Yeah, it very well could be. Yeah, I don't see a spread on Odd Shark, so don't feel bad. There's nothing out there.
I'm telling you what,
if
you're ESPN and you're going up against baseball playoffs and you have the ability to have the 2 second string quarterbacks play between the Titans,
how excited are you?
Oh my God, Jacoby Brissett against Matt Castle. Look out, ratings.
Must watch football.
Woo!
All right, finally the game right here in Houston at NRG. The Browns come to town. The Texans -9.5 at home.
Yeah, Browns have a crappy quarterback that starts, but now they're getting the backup quarterback to play on the road, even though this Texans defense has lost some key players in Watt and Merciless. And I still think that the Texans can, even if their defense sucks this game, they can put up enough points to beat the Browns. I'm going Houston.
I am too, and I'll agree with all that you said, and I'll throw one other nugget in there. Deshaun Watson is a class act. He's one hell of a quarterback, but he doesn't forget who passes on him in the draft. That's going to play a factor, too. I think he's going to go off.
Got to pick H-Town. So, yeah, I think it's an easy pick for me.
Records in NFL, 13-7 for Joel, 11-9 for me, 9-11 for Nick.
So, I see. And that, I feel that bad Steeler because, pick is a little bit risky
for me. Yeah, it's a separator.
Me, yeah.
It's the only one that's different than everything else. So, we'll see.
Right? I'm taking a shot this week.
All right.
All right. Well, you know what? Speaking of taking a shot, we appreciate you guys taking a shot and sticking with us. We love you. We appreciate you being a part of the show, and we look forward to doing this Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. The Usual Suspects wish you all a very happy weekend. Again, Nick, glad to have you back. We'll all be back Monday. Have a great weekend, y'all. We'll talk to you Monday. Stay tuned for The Blitz, ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.